souls are crying.
Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today, because I know you're going to be very blessed by a message by my father, Brother Hardy, entitled The Secret Place of the Most High from Psalm 91. You know, I pray this psalm over my family every day. I know that these promises are timeless and these words are powerful. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this beautiful message by Brother Hardy, The Secret Place of the Most High.
He's won the victory on Mount Calvary. He was my divine surrogate. He's whipped the devil and all the demons, and all the power of the enemy has to obey us, because Jesus has passed on that victory. He's given us the victory, and we ought to say thanks be unto God that gives us the victory, and through him we're more than a conqueror. Now you can let him buffalo you if you want to. He buffalo you and render you to none effect, and at best you're a scared to death Christian. And he's gobbling up your loved ones. Honey, we need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. We need to be sick and tired of getting kicked around. Say, devil, from now on, if it's any kicking to be done, it's me. Because God said, you'll bruise his head. I'm supposed to bruise his head. He ain't supposed to bruise my head. I'm supposed to bruise his head. And his mouth's part of his head. If he opens up his mouth, I'm going to stick my foot in it all the way down to his feet. I'm going to tell him, see if you can talk with all your teeth out. My foot in your mouth. Man, it's time for us to get stirred up and know who we are, what we are, and what belongs to us. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. I'm a son of God now. I don't know what I'm going to be, but right now I know I'm a son of God. I'm in the family of God. God's my father, and I got his nature. Is that what son of means? He that's in the same family as father and possesses his nature. Now, I'm not a frog because my father wasn't a frog. And I'm not weak and I'm not afraid because my father's El Shaddai. How many say amen? He's all powerful. And here I'm feeding them sheep like my grandmother was feeding them chickens. And all of a sudden, I saw this gigantic wolf, and he didn't see me, but he spotted them lambs. Man, he started to charge for a little old bunch of little lamb chops. And when he got close to them, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a fence come up. Somebody pushed a button, and here come a fence. And that old wolf was in full gear, and he couldn't stop. And he tried to stop, put his brakes, but he couldn't. And he hit that fence like this. And you know what that fence was? Electrified. I could see him down that vision. And when he cleared his head, he spotted me. Because when that invisible force threw up that visible fence, that fence was invisible till it needed to be visible. A lot of times it's better for it not to be seen, so even the devil don't know where it is. He'll come to you and say, man, you're in trouble now. Look, you can't pay your bills. He said, oh my God, hit it real good. You don't know where it is, and you can't even find it. If he knew where it was, he'd try to steal it. He shook his head. I ain't afraid of the devil. I've met him so many times. He's the same old liar. Just about every time I go to cast one out, I said, I know you. I said, yeah, same old devil. How many times is this time? He'll make me cast you out. You coming out. First thing he says, I ain't coming out. I said, I know your name. You're a liar. And he spotted me, and the invisible force pushed the button, and there became a visible fence, electrified, because God's power like electricity. You know, you have mental trouble, you need a shock. God's power shocks the devil out and shocks good sense into you. Only God's electric power kills devils and heals saints. That's what happens. See, God's got you all fenced up. Got you all hedged up. Only ones that's got to fight the shepherds, the ministers. Sheep's protected. That's part of the shepherd's job. What do you think he's got a bag for? In that bag is a cup to give him water. Also stones to put in his sling. His sling's in there. David drew his sling out of the bag and he had 5 stones in that bag. Somebody said he must have doubted. No, honey, he was prepared because Goliath had 4 brothers. He's going to kill the whole cut, picket family of devils. He was prepared to kill them all. And 5 is grace. He was going to take grace, and the grace of God brings salvation. Him and his sermon. Loose hell. Loose hell. Loose in the name of Jesus. And when God, that invisible force, push that button and up come that electrified force field, for we are they that are kept by the power of God. How many say God's got a force field? That's what the devil said about Job. Said you got him all hedged up, and that hedge was made out of electric fence. God's dynamite. How many say amen? God's electric delivering power. The great electric house from on high. I've been seeing him shaking his head at me all day. He knows the sheep are behind the fence. He done got shocked once going after him. Honey, if you admit that you're weak in his spirit as you are, what's kept you being so weak? Why didn't the devil eat you up? That's what God said to me one day. He said, son, how come all my people all of a sudden shook up over the devil? Said, who's been keeping them all this time? When they didn't realize the devil. You know, at first, you know, you just have the joy of the Lord. Then all of a sudden, after, you know, a month or two, you find out, the devil! Well, my God, it was the devil when you really got saved and been shouting for 2 months. Why didn't he get to you? Because God's got you all hedged up behind a force field. The force is with you, brother. He's got that defensive shield. God threw that fence up. Thank God for the fence protecting the sheep, but he left me outside of the fence. Wolf shook his head and seen I was outside. See, the Lord keeps you inside while he goes outside. He keeps you hid in the secret place. And he goes out there on the battlefield. And that old wolf cleared his head up, and his eyes was on me, and he was so mad he couldn't get to them sheep, he started running. He didn't think there was any force field there. He wasn't going to worry. He didn't care. He was going to take a chance. And man, he got right up to my face, and he opened up the mouth as big as I ever saw a mouth, and I've seen some big mouths. I know it. I read your thought. I got a big mouth too, but I'm going to use it for Jesus. My mother told me when I was a little boy, said, your mouth's going to get you in trouble. It did. Gets me in trouble with the devil, and Jesus gets me out. I mean, he opened up that mouth that big, and when he did, something just, without thinking, instinctively, I reached out to grab him by the lower jaw. And when I did, God put a big, thick, padded glove on my hand, and I grabbed him by the lower jaw, and he clamped down. And what he didn't know was I had him so he couldn't get away, because when he clamped down, I had him. He didn't have me, and that glove was so padded, more thicker than a gold keeper's glove. All I could do was feel the pressure of his jaw and teeth, but he no piercing, no pain, and I had him. And God gave me power, and I got big as that thing did, and I picked him up. And when I did, God pushed another button. When he did, here was a rough stone wall come up in front of me. And when he did, I done took that old wolf with my padded glove. That's the power of God. And I picked him up and I beat him to pieces all over that wall. How about a sham, man? I ain't afraid of that wolf. God will give you power and you can beat him to death on the rock. The sheep and the lambs are protected, and you outside, you are kept by the power of God through faith. I believe God. I don't believe the devil. I heard the devil mouth off today. I don't believe the devil. I believe greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and I can do all things. I believe I got power over all the power of the devil. And I challenge you tonight in the name of Jesus, Satan. Honey, I don't only believe God can keep me and use me to deliver my own self from demons, but I believe we can set our loved ones free. Amen. We can set legion free. Now, the devil deals in a cold war, a psychological war, the war of the mind. And he tries to get you by disputing the word, not to believe the word. He wants you to believe the letter of it, but not the spirit of it. And he tries to get carnal reasoning to reason the word instead of heartfelt faith believing the word. You can't reason this out between these two bones in the gray matter. God's too big to get in there. You are to know the love of God that passes all knowledge. Sound like a contradiction, didn't it? How are you going to know something that passes knowledge? Check the two Greek words I preached it not too long ago. You experience the love of God that passes all human reasoning. They're trying to reason it out while we cast him out. Somebody said it's foolish, and that's how I know it's God who uses the foolish things. I know I'm a fool. I'm the biggest fool probably in the building tonight, but I'm God's fool. I ain't the devil's fool. I ain't man's fool. I ain't my own fool. I'm God's fool. And he said he'd use as his fool. I will say of the I Am, He is my place of safety and security. He is my fortress. In Him will I trust. He is my champion. He defeated Satan, the law of subjugation, and He brought me to victory. Thanks be unto God, it always gives me the victory. How many say amen? And through His victory, His name, I got power over all the power of the devil. In my name shall you cast out devils.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust.
I'm going to trust in my champion. I'm going to trust in my powerhouse fortress. I'm going to trust in my safety house refuge. I'm going to trust in my champion. He ain't never lost a battle. Hey, man, he's better than Allie. Allie lost a couple lately. He ain't even going to retire. He's going to stay the undefeated champion. How many say amen?
Surely he shall...
Surely of a truth. Check all the verses that surely starts with. Surely he has carried my griefs and borne my sorrows. That means of a truth.
Surely he shall deliver thee.
Surely he shall deliver thee. And ain't no two ways about it. And ain't no if it be thy will deliver me. Surely he will.
From the snare of the fowler.
That's the trap and the tricks of the devil. You know what a fowler was? He's a hunter. And he hunts you with a snare. And if you made the Lord your hiding place and your refuge and your fortress and your champion, He's going to deliver you from the old tricks of the devil. He's going to say, here is the way, walk ye therein. And just like God delivered Israel out of Syria through the prophet, He's going to deliver you out of the snares and the traps and the ambushes of Satan. He's going to say, don't go there. The devil's lying in wait.
And from the noisome pestilence.
He's going to deliver you from the tricks and traps of the devil, pestilence.
He shall cover thee with His feathers.
Oh, Lord, He's so far from me, He's tickling me.
Amen, and what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the secret place of the Most High from Psalm 91. I believe this message is one of great encouragement to every Christian, especially in these evil days of terrorism and uncertainty and so many anti-Christian elements. We know we have an adversary who desires to devour us, but we know that whosoever is born of God keeps himself from the world, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And that's because we are hid with Christ in God in the secret place of the Most High. That's where we are abiding, resting, fixed and stable under the shadow of the El Shaddai. This means the mighty God whom no foe can defeat. Now we want you to have a copy of this message for your own personal spiritual library. We are sure it will be a comfort to your heart again and again. And it is available in audio tape and CD for a love offering of at least $10 to the radio ministry. Send your love gift of $10 or more and ask for offer 107T for the audio cassette tape or 107CD for the CD. Send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you can go online at rghardy.org. Remember, for your love gift of at least $10 and asking for offer number 107T for the tape or 107CD for the CD of this beautiful message, The Secret Place of the Most High. Now, even if you do not wish to place an order, we still greatly desire to hear from you, and we truly do need your financial support to maintain this program over this station. We pray you will write today and tell us how the broadcast is blessing you and enclose your very best love gift when you write. The mailing address, again, is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us at rghardy.org. Yeah.